February 7, the Pattern Man. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. This world has been visited by the majesty of heaven, the Son of God. Christ came to this world as the expression of the very heart and mind and nature and character of God. But he laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown and stepped down from his high command to take the place of a servant. He was rich, but for our sake, that we might have eternal riches, he became poor. He made the world, but so completely did he empty himself that during his ministry he declared, "The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Christ stood at the head of humanity in the garb of humanity. So full of sympathy and love was his attitude that the poorest was not afraid to come to him. He was kind to all, easily approached by the most lowly. He went from house to house, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, comforting the mourners, soothing the afflicted, speaking peace to the distressed. He took the little children in his arms and blessed them and spoke words of hope and comfort to the weary mothers. With unfailing tenderness and gentleness, he met every form of human woe and affliction. Not for himself, but for others did he labor. He was willing to humble himself, to deny himself. He did not seek to distinguish himself. He was a servant of all. It was his meat and drink to be a comfort and a consolation to others, to gladden the sad and heavy-laden ones with whom he daily came in contact. Christ stands before us as the pattern man, the great medical missionary, an example for all who should come after. His love, pure and holy, blessed all who came within the sphere of its influence. His character was absolutely perfect, free from the slightest stain of sin. He came as an expression of the perfect love of God, not to crush, not to judge and condemn, but to heal every weak, defective character, to save men and women from Satan's power. He is the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of the human race.